Welcome, listeners, and especially parents. This program is for you. Our topic today is voting rights for ex-felons. Do you know anyone who has served time in prison? Are you aware that ex-felons can vote in the state of Michigan and in many other states, plus Washington, D.C.? Do you know an ex-felon? Do you know someone who knows an ex-felon? Do you think that ex-felon is aware that his right to vote is automatically restored upon release from prison in Michigan and in many other states? I don't think most ex-felons realize that their rights have been restored automatically, or that they can register to vote in the state of Michigan and in several other states. Therefore, the goal of today's program is to raise awareness, and we need your help to pass on this information. Will you ask your church, your organization, or your network of coworkers, families, and friends to share this information? Please have a pen and paper handy to jot down how to register, the deadline to register, and which states offer automatic restoration of felon voting rights. I'm wondering if anyone listening today will commit to sharing this information or to personally assist an ex-felon to register right away so they can vote in the upcoming election. If you'll do that, we'd like to hear from you. Please send us a message at our website, www.saveourblackboys.net, that's N-E-T, and click Guest Book, and let us know that you're willing to commit to sharing this information and how you plan to share it. Thank you. Your help is appreciated and needed. Now, here are some statistics about felon disenfranchisement. As of 2010, roughly 5.85 million Americans, or about 2.5% of the voting age population, were unable to vote due to a current or previous felony conviction, according to an analysis by the Sentencing Project, which is a group that advocates for reforms in the criminal justice system. That amounts to roughly one in every 40 adults in America cannot vote because of a previous conviction. The good news today is that there are many states where the ex-felon can vote, and that's what we're focusing on today. Continuing with this statistics, according to February 2016 article in the Lowdown, and I'm quoting, disenfranchisement laws disproportionately affect African Americans. In 2010, one of every 13 African Americans of voting age, about 7.7% nationally, were disenfranchised, a rate more than four times greater than with non-African Americans, according to the analysis. In some of the strictest states, what do you think those states are? They include Florida and Kentucky. More than 20% of the African American population was disenfranchised, the report found, end quote. So, listeners, there's plenty of work to be done in restoring voting rights to ex-felons across America. But in today's program, we're focusing on the states where ex-felons can vote and hoping to raise awareness so they will vote in the upcoming election. In 12 states, plus the District of Columbia, ex-felons who are released from prison, who have served their time, can register and vote. Their voting rights are automatically restored. And remember, Michigan is one of those states. And we're focusing on Michigan since our radio show is broadcast from WMKM 1440 in Detroit, Michigan. Now, what are those 12 states? Here is the list in alphabetical order. Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, Montana, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. This list is taken from www.ncsl.org, and that stands for the National Conference of State Legislators. Again, you can see this list at www.ncsl.org and search felon voting rights. Again, in those 12 states plus Washington, D.C., an ex-felon can automatically register to vote. The voting rights are automatically restored upon release from prison. So the next step for that ex-felon is to register. And it's easy to register. Go to your local city clerk office at City Hall, or go to the Secretary of State office or the Department of Human Services and ask for a voter registration form. Fill it out. It's only one page, and you can also obtain the voter registration form online. In Michigan, go to www.michigan.gov/vote. www.michigan.gov, that's G-O-V, slash vote. And if you need any help or run into any problems, our team at Save Our Black Boys Radio is willing to assist you. Give us a call at area code 734-716-0213. Now, here's more good news. In 25 other states, an ex-felon can vote once his sentence is complete, which may include parole and/or probation. Those states in alphabetical order are Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Idaho, Kansas, Louisiana, Minnesota, Missouri, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Washington, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. So in those 25 states, an ex-felon's voting rights are automatically restored upon completion of sentence. Remember, the first list of states was automatic restoration upon release from prison. This list of 25 is automatic restoration of voting rights upon completion of sentence, which may include parole or probation. To find out more, again, visit www.ncsl.org and search for felon voting rights. Listener, will you inform an ex-felon and help him or her to register? I hope you will. Every vote counts and every vote matters. Let's take a break. And when we return, we'll find out if a person on probation or parole can vote in Michigan. Welcome back, listener. Our topic today is voting rights for ex-felons. Listener, do you know anyone on probation? Guess what? They can vote while on probation in the state of Michigan. Do you know anyone on parole? Guess what? They can vote while on parole in the state of Michigan. Do you think parolees are aware of that? Let's help to inform them. Take them to the city clerk's office and help them register. Parents, do you have someone in your household who fits that situation? Please take them to the city clerk's office or to the Secretary of State and help them register right away. Here's a question for you listeners. In the state of Michigan, can a person vote in jail? While in jail, can they vote? What's your answer? What do you think? If a person is behind bars in jail in Michigan, can they vote? The answer is yes, in two instances. If the person is in jail awaiting arraignment, yes, they can vote. If the person is in jail awaiting trial, yes, they can vote. However, if the person is in jail serving time, then no, they cannot vote in the state of Michigan. So there are four instances where a person in the judicial system in the state of Michigan can vote. What are those four? Number one, probation. Yes, they can vote. Number two, parole. Yes, they can vote. Number three, in jail awaiting arraignment. Yes, they can vote. And number four, in jail awaiting trial. Yes, they can vote. And these persons need your help to get registered. The persons in jail need someone to take the registration form to them. Will you do that? Will you mobilize your church or organization to take registration forms to jail so that those awaiting trial or arraignment can fill out the registration form? Thank you, Darian from Morehouse College. Yes, let's get the facts straight. Listen to how the law is worded for Michigan. And this is taken from www.michigan.gov/vote. And I quote, Michigan residents confined in jail or prison who are awaiting arraignment or trial are eligible to vote. However, residents who are serving a sentence in jail or prison after conviction cannot vote during the period of confinement. When residents are released from jail or prison after serving a sentence, they are free to participate in elections without restriction, end quote. That's the law for Michigan. According to the website www.AmericanPrisonConsultants.com, the rules on whether or not an ex-felon can vote varies from state to state. States where probationers and parolees may vote, 13 states. States where only probationers may vote, 5 states. States where all ex-felons can vote, 20 states. And remember, that includes Michigan. states where only some ex-felons can vote, 8 states. States where ex-felons are permanently disenfranchised, 2 states. States where prisoners, probationers, and parolees can vote, 2 states. So listeners, including ex-felons, it's time to register to vote. The time in Michigan, the deadline in Michigan, is Tuesday, October the 11th, in order to vote in the November election. So, obtain the voter registration form online at www.michigan.gov/vote or visit your local city clerk office at City Hall or the Secretary of State office or the Department of Human Services office or a military recruitment office and ask for a voter registration form. The deadline to register to vote varies by state. In Michigan, it's Tuesday, October the 11th. To find out what the deadline is for your state, go to www.usvotefoundation.org. Again, go to www.usvotefoundation.org. Now listen to Jason Soule, an African-American male who served time in prison, came out of prison and now has a PhD degree. Listen to him ask a question about felon voting rights to Bernie Sanders. Ex-felons, you have the vote to right. You have the right to vote. You have the right to vote. What are you going to do with it? Every vote counts. Every vote matters. Let's take a break. Welcome back, listeners. Our topic today is voting rights for ex-felons and those on parole and probation. Yes, you can vote in Michigan and in many other states. Register right away. The deadline to register to vote in Michigan for the upcoming November election is Tuesday, October 11. Listener, will you find someone on parole or probation or who has served his time and take him or her to the city clerk office, the Secretary of State, the Department of Human Services, or a military recruitment office and obtain a voter registration form? Or will you go online to www.michigan.gov/vote and print out a stack of voter registration forms and help someone to register? Your help is needed and appreciated. Now, here are a few review questions. Number one, in the state of Michigan, can a person on probation vote? What's your answer? Yes or no? The answer is yes. Number two, in the state of Michigan, can a person on parole vote? The answer is yes. I hope you got that right. Number three, in the state of Michigan, can a person in jail who is awaiting trial vote? The answer is yes. Number four, in the state of Michigan, can a person in jail who is awaiting arraignment vote? Answer is yes. Number five, in the state of Michigan, can a person who is in prison serving time vote? Answer is no. Number six, in the state of Michigan, can a person who is released from prison vote? The answer is yes. Number seven, in the state of Michigan, for a convicted felon who has served his time, how are his voting rights restored? Does he have to fill out any paperwork to get his rights restored? His rights are restored automatically. Number eight, What should the ex-felon do in order to vote? The answer is register. Register to vote. Number 9, where do you go to register? I hope you got that right. To a local city clerk office, Social Secretary of State, Department of Human Services, Military Recruitment Office. Number 10, can you obtain a voter registration form online? Answer is yes. And the last question, what is the website in Michigan to obtain a voter registration form online? What is that website? www.michigan.gov/vote. Remember, listener, every vote counts and every vote matters. To close, listen to these words from President Barack Obama.